Hi, we're back, and I'm here with Brittany Murray from the VFW, one of my favorite people. Sorry, Tim, from the VFW. Brittany,
yes.
I know everybody pretty much knows what the VFW is, but why don't we tell them? Because you're from National. Give them an overview.
I am from National, so I represent the National organization here at Military Creator Con 2026. And I'm super thrilled to be here, number one. Thank you so much for having us. We are a preeminent veteran service organization. We are the largest and most established. We've been around for 125 years. And our pillars are service, advocacy, and camaraderie. And so we take those very seriously. I work out of the Washington, D.C. office. Our headquarters, however, is in Kansas City. What our office does is we run our National Veteran Service Program, or NVS. So those are all of our accredited service officers, and some of whom are on 24 bases across the country helping transitioning service members get the benefits that they have earned through their service so they have a smooth transition. And then the other side of the house in the Washington office is legislation. So our National Legislative Service works hand-in-hand with our National Veteran Service to understand what's going on with veterans' benefits, where the holes are, where improvements can be made, for instance, in the claims process. So they then translate what our NVS is finding into legislation and policy priorities, and then they take those priorities to Congress to advocate for improvements and change and new legislation, such as the PACT Act that passed in 2022. So we were an integral part of that. It was really wonderful and a huge win for veterans. So that's
we
do.
Interesting, because that's like my heart. My heart, really, yes. I the whole policy legislation piece means a lot to me. I really want to be involved in that more.
Yes.
So that's something we're going to talk about.
Absolutely.
Later,
love
after
to have
that,
the conversation.
Right? Oh, yeah,
yes,
absolutely. But before I get to more information, doesn't she look great in that hat?
Thank you.
I know.
Thank
I
you.
Love that hat. And what you probably can't see on television is the amazing blue eyes she has. So that's it.
Thank
just
you.
A little love for you.
Thank you. Thank
we
you.
We are so happy that you guys are here.
Likewise.
You're big supporters. It means a lot. This whole thing that happened is the result of supporters like you, and you sponsoring us means the world to us. So I just wanted to thank you personally.
Absolutely.
And say how much it means that you came all the way out, that you guys are a part of what we're doing. We're here with the VFW in Texas.
Yes.
Tim Middleton. Hello,
yes.
Tim. And then we've got you here, and I'm just so thrilled. It means so much. Let's talk at a personal level.
Sure.
Tell me about Brittany.
Oh, my goodness. So,
what do you do in your free time? What do you talk about?
What do I do in my free time? So I have a family. I have a husband and a son. They're wonderful. And in my free time outside of work and family, I do photography. So I've been doing that for a long time. And I also, as part of my job, also at VFW, I'm one of the VFW's photographers. And so I am lucky in that I get to do it at work and at home.
Yeah.
So that's really what makes me tick. It's always been my through line, if you will, throughout my service, my military service, and a little bit before. But it's been the thing that's kept me going is that creative process. It's the only thing that allows me to, turn off the noise and just be in the present and focus on this one thing of creating an image that otherwise wouldn't exist had I not been there in that exact moment to capture it. So that's
you're
true. So on a personal level, yes, I love being here on behalf of VFW and representing VFW members and meeting. There are a lot of VFW members here, which has been really, really awesome. And just understanding what's going on in the military creator community. This has been awesome. And so for VFW to, learn more about the new generation of veterans, myself included, and what their needs are. So meeting them where they are has been wonderful. But on a personal level, I've also just loved connecting with other veteran creators and military. There's a gentleman that I just spoke with. He just got out 30 days ago.
Really? Who was that?
Forgive me. I can't remember his name offhand, but he is sounds like a tremendous influencer. He has a big following, and his thing is just connecting veterans, getting information
out. Was it Ryan?
It could have been.
It
could have been Ryan. It could have been. It was a pleasure speaking with him. He's so passionate about, mental health and just getting the word out, destigmatizing, you name it. And so I was really thrilled to speak with him, but there are so many. I'm not saying that there are so many like him. He's unique in his own right, but there are creators here, you know, Oscar Mike Radio. It was fantastic speaking with him yesterday, Travis. And so I just love the passion that I've seen over the past 2 days of the veteran community uniting in at an event like this to talk about their why has been huge. Talk about their why, what drives them, how they've been successful, you know, sharing best practices, just teaching each other.
Yeah.
It's not about, it's just like being in military doesn't leave you even when you get out. Right. So it's never just about yourself. It's about everyone around you as well.
Absolutely.
And so that's the vibe I've gotten from Military Creator Con so far, in that everyone's here to help each other out, regardless of what kind of creator they are.
I know. And I love that. I love that that's coming across. That actually means the world to me. And I'm so glad you caught what I was asking
you,
because I wanted to bring out that you're a photographer, because we've talked about
that.
Because we've talked about that, because I told you that art school I went to was Brooks Institute of Photography. Yeah. So we have that in common.
We do.
Photographers.
Yeah. I wanted to go there when I was
younger.
But
I didn't make a living at it. I turned into a jewelry designer. Who knew?
Which is also creative in its
exactly.
own right. And you've been tremendously successful. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes. So she not only helped put this thing together, but she's also a creator herself. Very accomplished. So Mara, thank you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes.
It's funny because there's so many different kinds of creators here. And I love the fact that you're a more traditional creator.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think of creators as being only digital, social media, mm-hmm. what have you. We have woodworkers, we have leather workers, we have photographers, we have filmmakers, we have actors, we have poets, we have a Latina warrior was very good, right? Mm-hmm. That was a great event. Did you get to see her speak?
I heard about it.
Lisa was amazing. So Colonel Lisa Furman.
I didn't get to. She's a good one of my great friends knows her, and so she was in one of Lisa's books. And so it's a small world.
It's a very small world. She's amazing. But I think we had over 70 speakers.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
it's
kind of crazy. I almost hate to say it because I don't know if I'm. I mean, I did the damn thing. I should know how many speakers I have.
Well,
but
I'll tell you what. You did a darn good job finding them, because I had such a hard time figuring out which sessions to go to.
Well, that was kind of our biggest problem. We had, I think, a couple hundred, close to 300 applications to speak.
Yep.
And so, and we released slowly. And then I have to laugh because our social media looked like a joke. Did you see wave one, wave two, another wave, like all these waves of releases of speakers? It looked like a joke, but they're like, that can't be real. So that was kind of fun. But determining who was going to speak was luckily not my task entirely. We were on a team.
Help.
Right. Yeah.
What a tremendous undertaking, I'm sure.
And I'm glad that I'm saying that out loud so that nobody can come back and go, you didn't select me. I'm like, oh, it wasn't totally my decision. But it was rough.
It's
it was very
effort,
rough. Yeah. We have some of the brightest minds, right?
Yes.
I mean, the military produces some incredible humans, but, you know, their minds are just incredible.
Huge talent. And
yeah.
A through line that I've noticed, and maybe I already said this, I'm not sure, but it's just the amount of care. I'm really passionate about mental health, and I've really pleased and heartened by the level of commitment among the creators here. It's as a priority to take care of themselves and paying it forward to other veterans. There was something that one of the creators said in a session this morning was, I think we were talking about how to identify a story that, something that impacted us and essentially what we want to pass forward. Will this help my battle buddy?
Right.
And if it does, then we need to tell the story.
Right.
If it's going to help someone else.
Well, it's
and that really resonated.
Somebody said to me today that, actually, I think it was Mike Starr, said to me today that he had come initially, because he's a big barbecue creator. Mm-hmm. And he said, I kind of came to, you know, help my fellow creators, right? Mm-hmm. I came to teach. But what I didn't realize was what I was walking away with was the fact that I'm impacting. And that impact gave him such gratitude, he actually teared up. And it was a really great feeling. Like, it means a lot. I've heard some such amazing feedback.
Yeah.
So I feel very blessed to be a part of this. And
likewise.
Yeah, super excited. Is there anything else you want to leave anybody with? Because they're watching live right now.
Live.
Like, not to make you nervous.
I was like,
but
no,
they're,
no pressure.
No pressure.
I would say come out to the next CreatorCon. If you are a veteran who wants to connect with other veterans that are like-minded and creating and making impact, however that looks for them, I feel confident saying that this is probably the place for you next year.
I would like to think so.
Yes.
Yeah. So for me, I think it's one of those things. It doesn't matter where you are in your journey. It does. None of that matters. Just come be a part of what we're doing.
Yes.
Thank you for being a part of it.
And one other thing. Thank you for having us, Mara. The other thing is, if you are a veteran and you need help or camaraderie, feel free to reach out to the VFW. We are still serving. Every single one of us in the VFW, we're still serving. And so if you need a home for that camaraderie, feel free to come check us out.
We're here for you.
We are here for you.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great egg. You. Roger.